on, good people. Hello and welcome. Welcome to another outstanding, thrilling, beyond belief episode of Game Over, the premier video game show hosted by two bros and a third guy, only live on 101.5 UMFM and UMFM.com, and found in podcast form, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and most other places to get podcasts. I am your father, son of the Goldie host, Simon Pasdor, joined in studio by my faithful squad mates, Adam Pasdor and Matthew Menya. How are we doing, lads?
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sore. Played my first soccer game in like 3 years yesterday.
Yeah.
You were there. It was fun.
I played my second soccer game.
But I'm hurting
like
a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm back at hockey after the injury. And
look at this. We're all doing very active things. Maybe we should start off a sports show. Or we could just listen to the excellent sports show that's on at 6 o'clock. Game of Thrones is what we could do.
And there's another one on Fridays. I think we were just looking at the board outside.
Yeah,
it's called The Hockey Show.
Yeah, well, that's, I think, one of the longer-running shows here. Yeah. It's got a couple juggernauts of the UMFM industry. Anyway, we're not a sports show. We are a gaming show. So what games have you guys been up to this past week?
Well, continuing the our practice of going back to old stuff, I'm doing another playthrough of Subnautica.
Subnautica?
Yeah. Another thing you really need to play.
I do.
You are going to love it so much.
I don't usually go for first-person games. Like, honestly, that's the thing that's thrown me off the most.
Is
this that specific style of game, like Subnautica or Ark or whatever, like all those type of things where it's like first-person, grab stuff, build stuff. It just doesn't normally grab me, but maybe this will be the one.
You love fish too much. Like, this is... And there's so much lore.
But I love real fish. I'll try it.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
You can't possibly not love this game.
I mean, I also just beat... not just, and this is a little while ago, Outer Worlds, which is not the type of thing that I would traditionally do. That helped in that it was relatively short.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I could do this for 500 hours, but I could certainly do it for 30. Matt, what have you been up to this past week?
Didn't actually get a ton of time in for games this week, but chugging along in Dark Souls a little bit more. And the new set for Magic the Gathering came out last week. So I've been playing some like real, actual, like physical games.
Whoa.
Yeah, right. But then also, of course, the video game version, I've been playing some Magic Arena. And that'll probably be my main thing for the next like couple of weeks.
Yeah, I got a $25 Steam gift card for Christmas that I didn't spend at all during the summer or the winter sale, so I felt like a fool. Well,
that's right. There's a sale on right now.
But they're having the Lunar New Year sale right now. I'm like, yes, things are back on sale. And there's this, I'm a big fan of simulation games for whatever reason. Maybe I just didn't get enough dollhouses as a kid. Maybe that's secretly why I like fish tanks and terrariums, because it's a real-life simulation, right? You just set it up, these are the rules, and then they interact with the world.
Trying not to get anything killed.
Eggs, that's the goal. So there's a simulation game that I really like called Two Point Hospital. I don't know if you had ever
played that.
Tried it out.
I played that, because it's, anything you have, I've tried out a lot of them.
Yeah, it's real silly, and I think when I like simulation games, and it might be why I've played more of the quote-unquote bad SimCity, like the new one, as opposed to City Skylines, which is quote-unquote the superior one, is because I don't have the patience for like a 40 to 50 hour build where everything's perfect. What I like, I sit down, I play it for like 3 hours, I'm like, aha, I've achieved what I wanted to do, and then it's done.
Dang it, the sale's over.
Ah, you missed it.
I meant to buy a couple things.
Yeah, you should have gotten like a Tooth and Tail or whatever it was called.
Ghost of a Tail,
yeah.
Yeah, I have that on my wish list. I also need to pick up Disco Elysium. Because, like, everybody's playing this.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly amazing. And I don't want to watch any Let's Plays because it's a story-driven game.
I saw Gree and Control were both on sale as well. Yeah. So, whoops.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same with you when it comes to, like, the city builder type things.
Yeah.
Where, like, I just, you know, as you tend to do with those kind of games, you sit down with it for, like, 4 or 5 hours once and then don't touch it for 6 months and then sit down with it for, like, 5 hours.
Yeah.
And just, like, restart. But this week I finished my first ever game of Civ.
Woo! Wow.
Well done.
Wait, what? First ever?
Yeah, I've played a lot of Civ, but I play it once every 6 months for like 8 hours, and then
that's not enough time for a game.
No, yeah, and then I just never come back to it. And 6 months later, I'm like, well, I kind of just want
to start over.
Yeah, you can't just continue the last one 6 months. ago.
I would say Sims dominates 1 to 2 weekends of my life per year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's just like Friday night playing it, Saturday playing it, Sunday playing it. Hopefully, finish it off Monday. But that's how you got to do it.
Yeah, so. I didn't win, but I finished. So
that's something.
That is better than I've ever done, I suppose.
Well, what difficulty are you playing? Do you play on? Default one?
I don't remember what it was actually called. They had like five, and it was like the not like one below the middle one, because it was my first time playing Civ 6.
Prince, yeah, or whatever.
Prince is the default middle one. That's so the next one down is Chieftain.
I think so.
I think then. Yeah. I think then.
I would definitely go harder on the next one because I didn't really know what I was doing with any of the new stuff. Like specific to this one.
There's a lot.
Yeah, and it was with all the expansions and stuff too. Yeah. Didn't know any of it going in, and I still managed to almost win.
Oh, that's good.
So I feel like I should probably go harder next time.
Or Switch.
Switch.
Switch. There you go. So how was Civilization on Switch? Because I remember when we were talking about games we wanted to see on Switch, Civilization was right at the top.
Yeah.
But I think Adam and I, we started playing a game over a year ago, and I have not touched it since. We started in a hotel room.
That's right. We
did. Banff.
Oh, whoops.
But yeah, how was it on Switch?
It's pretty good. There's definitely, like, if, you know, all other things are equal and you don't care about, like, the mobility or anything like that on the Switch, I'd probably still get it for PC. Because there are just a couple of things, like, you know, controlling those kind of games are always just easier with a mouse, where you don't have to scroll through tons of buttons, right? You can just go to the one you want. So things just like, you know, controls, or it's weirdly difficult to figure out what the buttons mean, because you have to, like, hover over the button and then press a button for it to tell you what that symbol
is.
So it took me quite a while to get used to the menus and just like learning what all the things are, because you can't just kind of, you know, hover over it and have it say what it is.
Civ has probably too much going on to really be a good Switch game.
Does the touchscreen work?
You know, I didn't actually try it with the touchscreen. I just put it on a TV.
Because that might, well, yeah, I guess if you're playing on a TV, then it, because I think that might make it a little, although, even then, not really, because you don't have, like, a left or right touch.
Yeah.
Two buttons versus one button, maybe? I don't know.
There were definitely moments that I found kind of clunky that would have been much smoother on a PC. But, I mean, I still had a lot of fun with it. So, overall, it was a good time. But if you don't care about the mobility of the Switch or any of the Switch-specific aspects of it, then I would probably still do PC.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still playing The Witcher. And I'll probably be saying that for the next, like, honestly, month and a half, 2 months, because, you know, you only get so much time in a day and you get to go through it. But it's like, I'm really, when I get to a mission, I'm like amped up. I'm like, oh, yes, this one, like, this one mission's crazy. And I think that might be the key. I know this is so stupid because I've talked about The Witcher so much on the show, but that might be the key to why it's so successful and so amazing, in my opinion, because there's literally dozens, like probably close to 50 plus missions where I'm specifically like, oh yes, this mission. I can't believe it's a mission. Like, and then you go to the next, because in so many games like Mass Effect, I adore it, obviously. And I suspect we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But when I'm thinking of Mass Effect 2 or 3, the preferred ones, I would say, I'm like, okay, there are some missions that I amp myself up for and some missions that I just survive. You know, some of the loyalty missions are really cool. And some of them are like Jacob's, and it's like, I know his dad's a piece of crap, and I'm just going to have to shoot a bunch of these zombie people.
Yeah.
And then some of them...
But I want to get him loyal anyway, so he doesn't die.
Exactly. Yeah, so but I do it. And then you do that on the way to getting to Tally's loyalty mission, where you get to, you know... What's that Tom Cruise lawyer movie?
Oh, crap.
A Few Good Men.
Yes.
Where you get to go A Few Good Men on the entire Quarian fleet.
Yeah.
Just like, the fact that she's fighting the Reapers means that she cannot possibly be... Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but in The Witcher, it's just like, oh, yes, this one. Oh, yes, this one. Oh, yes, this one. It's just an unending stream of them.
Yeah.
So, I have a few that I'm saving up. I'm, like, level, I think, like, 27 right now. I have a level 6 mission that I haven't touched, and I don't really want to spoil it for you. Adam, have you actually started playing The Witcher again, or...?
I did. I played it for about 4 hours, and then I stopped, and I got pulled into Subnautica.
Dang it.
Because I got pulled into... What did I get pulled into first? Oh, yeah, I got pulled into the new Gemcraft game, and then I kind of stopped playing that, because basically every time I start up one game in that franchise, it's always like, oh, I'm really gung-ho for a while, and then you get to the point where the missions are so hard you have to go back and grind earlier ones, and at some point I just go, nah, I'll do something else.
Yeah, fair. Okay, enough with our waffling. So there hasn't been a ton of gaming news this week, but I think this would probably be a good point for us to stop ignoring the fact that the new console generation is coming out this year. So, I'm going to take one of Adam's favorite arguments off the table, and in this imaginary situation where we're talking about consoles, you have Mr. Beast popped into the studio, and he gave each of us a free coupon for one free console, okay? So, don't worry about having it, but you have to use it.
He's like,
if I don't use this, then I'm going to, I don't know, kick an orphan or something like that.
Fair enough.
He's too nice, he would never do that. But if you buy a console, then he'll give a console to somebody else. How about we
do that?
Because that actually seems more like what he would do.
Yeah, it's more in his.
So, when we're discussing the consoles and the games, keep in mind that I'm assuming that you're going to buy them, because if you're just going to say, well, they're expensive, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's been major, major rumors that a Switch Pro is coming. We don't have any confirmed details because Nintendo hasn't announced anything yet. But the other big thing is that I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago, PlayStation has announced that it is not going to be going to E3 again. So this might be, honestly, one of the final nails in the coffin of E3.
Yeah.
It's like, if one of the biggest developer that won the last generation, like, unanimously, I think we can all agree on that.
You mean the PS3 one or the PS4?
Four. Yeah. PS4 crushed the Xbox one.
Yeah.
And the Switch is now in its own game. So they're,
that's true.
They're,
yeah. It's hard to compare the
They're not
Switch.
Really competing anymore.
Yeah. So,
like, I mean, if you are comparing the Switch one, but...
I don't know if that's true. Well, maybe. But, I mean, if we look at the list of games that, like, dominated the sales for the past...
Okay, yes. The PS4 definitely beat the Xbox.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay, so we're going to be comparing the Xbox to the Switch. Now, the few things that we know... Or the Xbox to the PS4, sorry. PS5. Wow. The Xbox, apparently, it's just going to be called Xbox Series. Oh, no. The Xbox Series X was the name of a specific version of it.
Yes.
So it might just be called the Xbox, but we don't know.
I don't know. They need to come out with an actual naming system so that they don't all end up with, like, random names and, like, 10 years from now you don't remember what order they came out in.
Yeah. Scarlet was fine. Yeah. I would have played the Xbox Scarlet.
It could have gone for, like, could have started, like, a rainbow trend, right? If you're, because Scarlet is red.
I guess,
right?
Yeah.
So just pick pretentious names for the 7 colors of the rainbow and there's your next 7 generations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Xbox Scarlet, Xbox Sunset, there's your orange.
Yeah.
Xbox Gold.
I was just going to say, go to any baby class and then find the most pretentious couple there and be like, hi, what did you name your kid? Oh, we named our kid Indigo, but it's spelled like E-N.
Xbox.
It's spelled like Wendigo with a Q.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Our baby eats people.
I vote for Xbox 1-2.
Xbox.
Yes.
That would be very good.
That's awesome.
Okay, but the big news-ish, and it's funny, I saw one of those clickbaity articles. It was like, this feature removed from Xbox is terrible. And people are rioting, and it was that the Xbox only has one HDMI port, and it's an HDMI out. So the days of watching TV on your Xbox are done.
Oh.
And apparently this was supposed to be the critical, oh my god, how could they have made this choice? I think pretty easily. They probably noticed that no one was excited for that, or a very small percentage of people were excited for the idea of watching cable on their Xbox last time.
That's true.
And most people, or a growing number of people, I should say, are cord cutters. So how many people are actually using cable in general? And there's probably a strong correlation between people who buy the Xbox certainly early and people who want one device to their media, and it's not a cable box. So I thought that was just a smart move. I'm like, oh, yeah, obviously they did.
Yeah.
And then the rumor is that the PS5 is going to be fully backwards compatible with all PS4 games and some PS3 games. So knowing that, let's imagine that E3, where Xbox is going to announce theirs or whatever conference they're going to have, let's imagine it's all on the same weekend. What do you want to see from these developers that would make you give them your Mr. Beast console coupon? So this could be features, or it could be games.
I think it has to be games, right? That's the point of a console. Is the console itself? I've never bought a console because of the features. You buy it because there is a game that's going to be on it that you want to play.
Yeah.
And so I think that's got to be it. And the main thing in this hypothetical scenario is that I'm already leaning Switch because I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a PS4. Well, you have the PS4 right now. But we have a PS4 and we have an Xbox One. And I have a PC. Like, I don't have a Switch. So I'm probably leaning Switch unless somebody announces a game for one of the other two, or I'm like, yes, I need to play that, and it's not on the Switch.
Well, especially because, okay, so the Switch Pro would be very interesting, and if it exists, that might be the one you buy. But specifically, let's say Xbox and PlayStation, because I think those are the ones that are in direct competition with each other. Because, yes, I too would continue to buy a Switch and then just upgrade my gaming PC.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that on that train, depending on how deep this relationship between Microsoft and Nintendo is, if they say, like, hey, we have Microsoft, because I think every console is going to be big into cloud play. That's just my general prediction based off what we've seen from Google Stadia.
Yeah.
Hasn't been super successful, but the first one rarely is, right? Yeah. So I think that they're both going to have some version of that. And if Xbox says, hey, with a strong enough internet connection, you can play your Xbox on your Switch, I think that would be a huge selling feature.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Cross-platform play is important.
Yeah. Matt, is there something jumping out at you?
I mean, the backwards compatibility thing is big.
Yes.
I mean, like, I agree with Adam. The games are by far the most important thing, but that is a feature that opens up lots of games.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and the thing is, sorry, I'll let you finish, but the thing is with that's more important on some consoles than others because we've bought so few Xbox One games that if the next Xbox One doesn't have backwards compatibility, I'm kind of like, eh, whatever. But since we have more PS4 games, it's more important for me for the PlayStation 5 to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
that's cutting off a bigger chunk of the library.
Yeah. Sorry. It's kind of astonishing how much fewer Xbox One games we bought compared to Xbox 360.
Yeah. It's not even close.
It's what happens when you start spending your own money instead of your parents' money. Is what it
is. Yeah. You look at our N64 and PlayStation 1 and 2 stacks and they reach the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the Xbox One games are knee-high at best.
I don't even think it's that high.
Yeah, digital games would have some kind of impact on that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
my big thing of PS4 games would be much larger if all the digital stuff was on there too. Another feature, and I really, really doubt this would happen, is proper, fully functional crossplay.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna happen. Sony will die before they do that, seems like. Xbox has been playing around with it with Nintendo and all that kind of stuff, but I really don't think we'll ever see, until one of the two consoles completely is dying out, I don't think we'll see crossplay between the PS7 and Xbox One 4.
Yeah.
Whatever.
One, two, but, three, four. I think it will.
That would be a feature that I would love to see, but I'm not expecting anytime soon.
Actually, they'll probably just sum the numbers. So this one will be Xbox One 1. And Xbox will be 1 2. You know, and you have to add them together.
Yeah.
The Fibonacci sequence.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that if Microsoft would be very smart to have some sort of deal with Nintendo. You can already buy Minecraft that will play perfectly fine crossplay with Nintendo consoles. And I think there was some report that said the PlayStation gamers were the most loyal. And it's funny, I don't know what you guys have in your head when you think of a PlayStation gamer versus a Microsoft gamer versus a Nintendo gamer. But the PlayStation gamers, I think of the proper gamers, in their basements, exactly what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's a good stereotype, that's what I have. When I think Microsoft, in my head, that's all the guys that I work with who wear the flat top hats and want to play Call of Duty all the time.
Yeah, it's the frat boy gamers.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about. Yeah, so it doesn't surprise me that those people aren't the most loyal. And then Nintendo is the indie guy / children. And us, apparently.
Yeah.
Diehard Nintendo fans. But it doesn't surprise me that the PlayStation group is the most loyal. So, I mean, if you could get a game Overwatch is released on Switch, but I think is cross-platform, right?
I don't actually know. When I played Overwatch, there was no cross-platform, but there may be now. I haven't really kept up with it.
Yeah, on Switch, though, I mean.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll look that up while you guys are talking. Or maybe you can look it up while I'm talking. Mm-hmm. But that would be a huge thing if you said, hey, if you get Microsoft, I think Xbox Game Pass, right? That's what it's called, Xbox Game Pass?
That's what it's called.
And I'm pretty sure that has the cloud saves. So you get Microsoft Game Pass. You get access for $15 a month, because I think it was a relatively reasonable price when it was announced last year.
Yeah,
so for $15 a month, same price as your Netflix subscription, you get access to, however many games, and the game library is just continuously growing, which is a good thing for people who don't buy a lot of games. You can just try bits and, bits and pieces of games that you might not have played otherwise.
Yeah.
You can play these games totally wirelessly on your Xbox. You can play these games totally wirelessly on your PC, so they get the PC gamer group going. And you can play these games totally wirelessly on your Switch. And maybe they have a little thing at the bottom of the Switch, or at the bottom of an icon or something that says whether it's Switch compatible or not. If the game's, you're not going to play GTA 5 at 1080p 4K on your Switch. But 1080p 4K doesn't make sense. 60 FPS 4K on your Switch, that's just not realistic. Mm-hmm. But I mean, honestly, right now I'm probably leaning towards PlayStation because the games they've had, and I'm kind of curious what games they have that would entice you guys. But I think that might be, if they announced all that, which seems very possible to me, I would probably jump ship, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there?
I mean, that's a lot. Like,
and yet I don't think it. I think they're building towards that, right? They announced that there's a. They already announced there's a partnership. They've been going there. I think it makes sense. Is there one game that you guys like? If a console, it doesn't have to be exclusively built by them, because I know like God of War, for example, is owned by Sony. Is there one game that's owned by somebody else that if the company scooped it up, you would go to there? I'm going to jump ahead and say it like I said earlier. If they announced that the Commander Shepard collection was on either Xbox or Sony, I'm buying that console. Like, yeah. it's not hard to remaster that, I'm sure, and I would buy it. I wouldn't even think twice about it.
I want them to just make Mass Effect the game that's just all three stretched out into one long game. Because, I mean, you can import stuff anyway, right? So that's the logical extension. It's just, this is one game now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ditch the car after the first act.
I mean, it would be kind of cool if they did that at the end of Mass Effect 3. You got into your ship and you went to check out or Mass Effect 1, you got into your ship and check out a planet, and then you got ambushed by the collectors.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Like, there's a weird gap at the end of Mass Effect 2 where you get back and then all of a sudden you're in prison.
Yeah.
So I guess they could just send you back to Earth, but honestly, they could do it.
Yeah. But to answer your question, I don't think so. I don't think there's nothing that I'm going to be like, oh, I need to own this right now. Mm. Unless, you know, no, even, I was about to say, like, the next Dark Souls thing, but no, because that's going to be on PC and that's probably where I'm going to get it.
Fair.
The next Dark Souls thing would probably be the one that would make me switch, if there was anything.
Yeah.
Because for a long time in my main gaming group, there were a few of us that were like, you know, PS3 guys, and some Xbox guys, and Bloodborne is what made the Xbox guys switch over to PS4. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, if the next Souls thing was exclusively on Xbox, I've never owned an Xbox. Yeah. If it was exclusively on Xbox, I'd probably switch over.
Except that we know it's Elden Ring is the next kind of thing.
So the next.
Yeah, the next one after that.
Yeah, whatever. It gets the Souls name actually attached to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're in agreement that we need to see. I mean, there's room for us, our minds to be blown, but I think we need to see a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I do have another episode of Name That. I don't know if I can say Pokemon because it's probably trademarked. Okay, so here we go. This is Generation 2, okay?
Right.
Generation 2. We're going with...
Generation 1 was harder than I expected it to be.
I'm hoping these will be too. It instinctively sneaks into rocky holes. If it gets sleepy, it steals the nest of fellow Pokemon.
Hmm.
Holy smokes, that one's
tough.
Wow,
that's a toughie.
Gen
2. It instinctively sneaks into rocky holes. I need a type if I don't have a guess.
Yeah.
That's true. The second one is really actually, well, yeah, all the other entries are super obvious.
Sneaks.
What type is it?
Water.
Oh.
Nope.
There goes that plan.
Yeah, nope.
Water.
Huh.
Sneaking some. Oh, no, that's not water type.
What was the second half of it again? Sorry?
Where is it? If it gets sleepy, it sneaks into the nest of fellow it Pokemon. It says the name.
Is it Wooper?
No.
Oh, that's not a bad. That was a good guess. I like that one a lot.
I'll give you a one guess, Adam.
Is it pure water?
Pure water.
Oh, I think it was Wooper. I got nothing.
Octillery.
Wow, I never would have thought that.
Every other entry talks about tentacles, and I thought that was going to be too obvious.
Oh, man, I was never going to say Octillery. Holy
Wouldn't
cow.
Have called it as a sneaky Pokemon. All right.
Like, you could have put a list of Gen 2s in front of me, and I wouldn't have picked out Octillery on that clue. Wow.
They're okay. Its feet are tipped with tiny hooked claws that enable it to scuttle on ceilings and vertical walls.
Spinarak.
It constricts foes with thin and strong silk webbing. Yeah. Actually, Ariado is put close enough.
Yeah, same family.
Family's good enough. Okay, so we got 1 point for Adam.
Nice.
Its entire body is shielded by a steel-hard shell. What lurks inside...
Fortress?
What did you say, Adam?
Aeron.
Fortress.
Matt was correct. Aeron, what lies inside the armor is a total mystery.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
it's probably a pineco.
Yeah.
Just an angry pine go inside there.
Very angry.
That is fair. Okay, so we got two left and we're tied 1-1. Here we go.
Yeah.
Usually docile, but if disturbed while sipping honey, it chases off its intruders.
Ursaring.
No.
Oh, I was going to say Teddy Ursa, but Ursaring would have got it then.
Oh, man. He is Gen 2, right? I'm not crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I need a guess from Matt and then I can give you another one.
Usually docile. That's true. Teddy Ursa would have made more sense.
I'm going to press you guys for an answer.
I'm going to say Chikorita.
No.
Okay, we need a hint.
I'll give you one other one, and we've got to keep moving. Yeah. They gather in the forest, seeking the sweet sap of trees. It is completely clad in a steel-hard shell. It is proud of its horn, which flings flows.
Oh, it's Heracross.
All right, you guys both get the point there. So we have a tiebreaker. Okay.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Thanks for the horn. Wouldn't yes. have had that without the horn.
The a blank Pokemon hunts by leaving its mouth wide open in the water and waiting for prey to blunder in.
Oh!
Because it doesn't move, it does not get very hungry.
Crap, I've seen this.
Is Quillfish?
No.
No, it's... I'm going to say Wailord even though I know it's wrong.
No.
It's... crap. Okay, I know who this is. What's the other?
I'll give you another one. Due to its relaxed and carefree nature, it often bumps its head.
Quagsire.
Yes.
Bumps
its head into boulders.
I knew I'd heard that Pokedex entry.
That's right. You sure have. Okay, so that concludes another fantastic episode of Game Over. Now, if you thought this was exciting, maybe even too exciting, and you need to be brought back down to earth by something a little heavier, stay tuned for a fantastic, if heavy, episode of TV Talkers coming your way right now.